You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. The day had arrived. Today on the farmhouse steps, Nikki Sal made her first address about the state of the farm's books. How much did the farm have left in the central feed silo? Watching from the back of an old farm truck on the edge of the farmyard, poised for an easy escape if required, were Bazza and Sheila. These two hard-working farm dogs were interested in what, if any, Nikki's announcement would mean for them. Bazza and Sheila were wary of all farmhouse dwellers. They had seen Napoleon, Chippy and Squealer spray and pray feed about the farm as if it was an endless supply. But as these two hard-working farm dogs knew, that was not the case, and they were curious to see how Nikki was going to fashion the proverbial silk purse out of her sow's ear. As they were trying to listen to Nikki, they heard wails screeching, grunting and hollering from behind them. A large group of kuni kuni protesters had started to gather, all looking angry and aggrieved. At the front of the mob were Deb and Dave, the so-called leaders of the kuni kuni, but everyone knew it was Tama who really pulled their strings. More about that later. Deb had dusted off her biggest neck adornment and Dave his widest brimmed cowboy hat, and they strutted and postulated on the fringe of the farmyard as Nikki gave her address. Sheila turned to Bazza.
Oh, don't Deb and Dave have anything better to do? Why is it always wine, wine, wine with them? Never happy, always bloody whining,
complained Sheila.
You would have thought they had plenty of feed to trade for wine,
said Bazza.
Their paddocks were the ones looked after the most by the last lot. Are they complaining about having their feed cut? That's rich.
It was more than complaints about the lack of feed appropriation. Dave was shouting as loud as he could about wanting to create a kuni government with their own feed distribution networks. All seeded from the central farm store, of course. All this noise and posturing did not appear to make much difference to Nikki Sal, who ploughed on with her speech, undeterred. Meanwhile, far away from all the hullabaloo and the din of the central farmyard, past the grassy knoll and out towards the coast was the wallow of the shady kuni kuni Svengali Tama. This pasture appeared modest from the pasture's gate, a small path leading into a stand of pristine native bush. Tama was often seen retreating here after he quietly went about his business in the shadows of Kiwi Farm. He preferred to leave the noise up to Deb and his son-in-law Dave. They served Tama well as his faithful lackey and useful idiot. Tama had checked in to make sure his planned protest had proceeded and then skulked away back to the paddock with his pristine piece of bush. Very few had ever seen past the gate. Stories of Tama's dwelling had developed almost a mythical quality to them. Some said he lived in a small fern hut, preferring to be in touch with his kuni roots. Others spoke of remote bush caves where he communed with spirits on how to lead kuni kuni kind. It was only a very few on Kiwi Farm that knew the truth, and that suited Tama just fine. So as Tama walked the short distance through the pollinated path, he soon emerged to a secluded meadow with an elaborate multi-level sty, with mud wallow and a majestic view across the Pacific Ocean. A dwelling much more ornate than even the farmhouse, all paid for by Squealer's largesse and Tama's ability to sniff out an opportunity to profit from the need of kuni kuni. It was here that Tama grabbed a bottle and took up a seat overlooking the ocean to ponder the success of his day. The only whining for Tama came from the form of an expensive bottle of Pinot Noir and a smile, smug in the knowledge that the next phase of his plan had rolled out successfully. Or had it? Tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here on Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.